WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station School Board has been given recommendations to redraw elementary school boundaries to accommodate the opening of the Spring Creek campus a year from now.
Superintendent Clark Ely says the consensus opinion of 25 community members is most of the students at Spring Creek will come from Greens Prairie Elementary.
So you go Rock Prairie Road to the old INGN, which is now Holloman Drive South, down to Dowling Road, back to FM 2154. So that's kind of where they get most of their kids.
Some students from three other schools would also transfer. That includes those at Creekview who live on Alexandria south of Barron Road, Forest Ridge students from the Shenandoah development, and South Knoll students who live in the area bordered by Krennic Tap, Dartmouth, Southwest Parkway, and Texas. With the exception of Pebble Creek and Southwood Valley, the remaining elementaries would have what were described as minor changes. More information and comments are online at WTAW.com. First of three public hearings is scheduled a week from Tuesday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Most of the time taken at this week's Bryan School Board meeting was promoting the upcoming $132 million bond issue. Superintendent Tommy Wallace was asked how he would spend money from the sale of vacated buildings after administrative offices were moved to what is now Stephen F. Austin Middle School. Wallace recommended more construction projects.
Because we're not touching all the projects that need to be done. Everything in the binder that needs to be fixed or replaced is not in this bond, because if we would have done that, the bond would have been roughly $400 million.
The bond issue includes a new three-story SFA classroom between the Civic Auditorium and the football stadium. A new auxiliary gym would be built, and the current one would be turned into classrooms and a library. Online at WTAW.com are layouts of the new SFA and Sol Ross campuses. Local business people serving out-of-town guests have been really happy with the summer traffic.
We've had hotels and restaurateurs and shop owners talk to us and say, yeah, this is really a strange but welcome summer. And we found out, sure enough, that the money has been pumping into the economy this summer and probably more so on a higher level than in years past.
Jordan Mesrell with the Convention and Visitors Bureau says the estimated economic impact just from summer events was $10 million. This year's hotel occupancy tax revenue through June, the most current month available, is up 23% compared to a year ago. Bryan police received six reports of tire slashings in one neighborhood on Tuesday. The estimated damage from the criminal mischief in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision was more than $2,800. Anyone with information is asked to call Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. WTAW News Time, it's 8:08, it's 78 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
You already know Team of Navasota is the place to find nice prices on new vehicles. And now Team of Navasota is home to the largest pre-owned dealership in the Brazos Valley. At the Team of Navasota Pre-Owned Supercenter, choose from over 175 pre-owns, every make, every model, backed by a nice price guarantee. Need financing? We can help. Stop in today to browse our extensive selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs. The Team of Navasota Pre-Owned Supercenter, 7908 Highway 6, or call 936-825-1051.
808, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Shower activity a little closer to the region this morning. I've got my fingers crossed. We'll see a little bit of rain in a few spots today. Overall, it's partly sunny. Highs 95 to 100 with the chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy conditions, 75 to 80 for the nighttime low. Partial sun, if not mostly sunny weather tomorrow, 95 to 100. Friday, a good deal of sun. There could be an isolated storm, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:09. You know, we didn't even have time yesterday, and we're not going to have time today to talk about the new State Fair foods. Patrick had a little story about that yesterday, so we'll try to come up with that if we can.
Oh, no.
Not today. Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, joins us. How are you today?
Just terrific. Thank you.
Well, it's time to play Gosh, I Thought I Knew That. Gosh, I Thought I Knew That. It's a multiple choice quiz. And once again, we lost
Jethro Trivia.
We lost it. I don't know if we lost the franchise on it or whatever, so now I'm having to work once again. God, this is so hard.
Work once again.
One more time. So what we'll do is we'll ask three questions. There'll be multiple choice answers. And so, you know, you're either right or you're wrong. And what we'll do is we'll alternate. The mayor never has to answer first, though, because after all, it's the mayor. So here we go. Question number one. Which pop duo was the first Western band to play in the People's Republic of China? Was it Wham, A, Wham, B, Simon and Garfunkel, D, Chaz and Dave, or D, Right Said Fred? Once again, the first pop group from the West to play in the People's Republic of China, was it A, Wham, B, Simon and Garfunkel, D, B, ABC, C, Chaz and Dave? I just have to do the alphabet. Y'all got to answer it. Or D, Right Said Fred. Kevin, what's your answer?
Right Said Fred.
Okay.
I'm going to go with A, Wham.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Simon Garfunkel.
It's Wham! And Patrick leads. Wham! 1-0. I don't know. I don't even know who Right Said Fred is. I'm sure you
I'm know. Too I'm, sexy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that Right yep. Said Fred? Oh, that's pretty annoying.
Yeah. That's why I went with that.
Yeah, that's it. All right, here we go. Speed skating originated in which country? Was it A, Russia, B, the Netherlands, C, Canada, or D, Norway? Patrick, you'll be first. Is it A, Russia, B, the Netherlands, C, Canada, or D, Norway?
D, Norway.
Okay. Mayor?
I'll go with Norway.
Okay. Kevin?
Das Norwegians.
It's actually the Netherlands. Thank you very much. Mm. Okay.
Started right. with N. Started with N.
You're close. That's right. Yeah. And finally today on I Thought I Knew That, in which continent did the ostrich originate? Was it A, Africa, B, Australia, C, North America, or D, Asia? Once again, Africa, Asia, North America, Africa, Australia, North America, or Asia. Kevin, you're first.
I'm going to go with Australia.
Australia, okay.
Originate, Patrick? I'm going to say Africa.
Okay.
I'm going to go North America.
It's Africa. Oh. And Patrick wins, what, 2-0?
Kapow.
Wow.
I got goose egg.
Man, shutting you out. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Aha. All right.
Gosh, I didn't know that.
Gosh, I knew most of that.
Shut up, Patrick.
That's the reason we called it I Thought I Knew That. All right, it's 8-12, so there we go. Well, okay, let's kind of start on a serious note, and we obviously America's eyes seem to be focused on Ferguson, Missouri. This is a small town, and you end up having a disruptive thing that happens to be race related. This is something that you don't like to think about, but you do have to prepare for when it comes to some sort of an uprising that may draw inordinate attention to your city. What kind of situation can you tell us about as far as College Station is concerned?
Well, fortunately, we've never had that type of incident, and I hope we never do. But you do have to plan for it. One of the things we do constantly is we have excellent communications between the police department and the neighborhoods. We have a fair number of minority police officers and city staff. But hopefully, and the police department trains for these sorts of things. Mm-hmm. We have mutual aid agreements with City of Bryan and the county and the university police and
So there can be quick response.
So that if we needed additional resources, they're available. We have Texas Task Force 1 is here. Hopefully we would not need them, but we do have those mutual aid agreements with them. And then if we needed heavy equipment, we have the state police that would be involved for additional resources. But again, the way you prevent that is by being proactive with the communities, with our police force, and we do that.
Sure. I just want to kind of get a comment on that. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since the last action on annexation, so as one member of this council, I'd like to get your thoughts there.
Yep. We had a gentleman who wanted to voluntarily annex 70 acres that he owns out in the Wilburn area, and in which we agreed to. And then immediately south of his is 53 acres that's owned by the school district. And then south of that is some also undeveloped area. So we looked at all of that and said, well, let's consider all of that for annexation. Because it's all in our 3-5-year plan. And that plan was, the old comp plan was developed in 2009. So it's well within our planning period. So it's mostly all rural.
Yeah. Nancy Berry joins us this morning, the mayor of College Station. Boy, I'm going to go back a long time ago, back when Ron Sylvia was the mayor, and I think that's the first time I got to kind of cross swords with the mayor. And the city of Colossae, when it had to do with the smoking ordinance, you know, I've really always been against that. I think the market ought to decide whether or not businesses should allow smoking. Now comes e-cigs, which is really a kind of a different deal, but there seems to be at least some rising opposition there. Basically, give me your thought first as one member of council and then the city as a whole.
I've been reading quite a bit about the e-cigarettes. They haven't been around long enough to do major research studies, but you are inhaling nicotine vapor. And when they put it in flavors like bubblegum, cookies and cream, raspberry, strawberry, chocolate, you know that they're not necessarily aiming for the adult market. And, you know, a seven-year-old can go in and buy one now. And so we looked at it, and we said, let's put it under our regular cigarette ordinance so that minors can't buy it, they can't smoke it, and that you can't smoke them in the same places you can't smoke regular cigarettes. And that's the ordinance that's going to come before us Monday night.
So how are you going to vote on that as one member?
I'm going to vote for it.
Okay. Why are you not? I mean, I understand the part about the flavored thing. You're right. That's not geared toward grown-ups. But it's not a health hazard, as best we can tell.
Well, we don't know. I mean, you're sucking in nicotine vapor.
Yeah.
That's not going to be good for you.
Yeah.
And you're exhaling it out, so there is a secondhand smoke element to it. It doesn't have some of the carcinogens that are associated with tobacco.
Yeah.
But there's not enough research on it, and have an 18-year-old smoke it is fine. It's, you know, the 14 and the 12 and the 8-year-old is... Yeah.
Well, the age thing I don't mind. I'm just, again, and smokers get treated like second-class citizens. There's no doubt, and I understand. I used to smoke. Had I known that smoking, my smoke offended people, I wouldn't want to do it. But, I kind of want the marketplace to decide that. But that's fine. Y'all will take that up, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You're in the midst of budget.
We are.
One of the things that happens, I'd kind of just kind of like get your thoughts on this. One of the things that happens is that the City of College Station brings members of the media in to be able to understand a little bit more about the budget itself, to be able to delve into it so that we can talk about it a little more intelligently. And so they had the meeting for that last week, and you happened to attend. You and the city manager were there. What was your thinking behind that?
Well, I wanted to be there in case there were questions for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if there were questions that the media had that were more, you know, political, or that I could answer them.
Mm-hmm.
And I did participate, you know, probably 3% of the meeting.
Right. Well, but you were there, which is interesting. I think you're probably the first mayor to have done that. And looking at the blog, I noticed that you're going to be eliminating two fire department additions. Is that right?
Well, we did have... Five firefighter positions in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, six? And we talked about how are they able to retain and recruit.
Mm-hmm.
And Chief Hurt said that they're having difficulty recruiting qualified candidates. And when they recruit them, they still have to put them through training, and they're not going to be an effective firefighter for 18 months.
Okay.
And they're losing out good candidates to other neighboring cities who pay more. And so we said, well, could we increase that starting pay 3%? Well, that, of course, affects the budget. You know, if you add something, you got to take something away so you're still in balance. And so we decided we'd take away one safety officer and one firefighter.
Okay.
To pay for that 3% increase.
Now, and again, this is not the mayor talking, this is me talking. Whenever you discuss budget increases, police and fire are always the first things that are said, because those are hot-button issues and people want safety and first responders. Now, my concern is, here's a city that's, the economy's ginning along pretty well. Things are going well, there's a lot of sales tax revenue coming in, property values are going up, so there seems to be good revenue stream. You're looking at a 2.6% budget increase. How is it that you are still having problems holding on to first responders? How is it that you believe that you're losing them to other cities?
Salary surveys show that they can make more money.
All right, simple solution then. You bring it up to where it needs to be.
Right, which is why we're increasing it 3%.
Is 3% going to be enough to stave this off?
Yes.
So we've only been talking about 3% for a while then. That's all it would take to hold these people?
Yeah, and then there's going to be some other increases.
Okay. Well, we've gone through, you know, we're a new city manager, different than we had a couple of years ago.
Well, this is his first budget.
Yeah, but why were we not discussing this 3 or 4 years ago if we saw that?
Well, what we were discussing 3 or 4 years ago when the economy was in the tank is we were looking to reduce positions. Mm-hmm. And we did reduce positions. We eliminated 67 positions. And we're still not back to that level of strength. But we put off some deferred maintenance. We put off some deferred compensation. So we need to make up for it.
Is there anything besides salary that's causing first responders to leave, in your opinion?
Not that I'm aware of. The first responders, they can go out to the oil patch and make a whole lot more money because they need fire protectors out there. And so, you know, as Kelly Templin, our city manager, said yesterday at workshop, we're at like Midland Light.
That's his catchphrase, and I understand it. I certainly understand
it. You know, when... you can get an attorney who says, well, you know, I'm only making $80,000, but I can get my CDL and make $110,000 driving a truck. I'm going to go drive a truck.
It's a weird deal, but it's the truth. It's what we
weird,
have.
It's a weird deal. And so we're seeing those individuals who would become a firefighter in the oil patch.
Yeah, well, interesting. Anything else you got? That's what I've got for you today.
Yeah, there has been some sightings of West Nile mosquitoes, one on campus, one on Dexter, so I want to make everyone aware of that, and also to let them know that if your HOA can participate in the mosquito abatement program from the city, if you want to contact Barbara Moore at 764-6262, it's our free larvae dunks. Those are the things you can put in standing water and kill off the mosquitoes, so do contact her, Barbara Moore, 764-6262.
The bright side to look at is if we're getting rain, so we have standing water.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice to even have.
If you have standing water at your house in a tire or bird bath, knock it out.
Yeah. You can't. By the way, it's against city ordinance to have a tire with water in College Station. I'm just saying. No, I'm kidding. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Always a pleasure.
It's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
We could see a slow start on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Stock market futures are pointing a little bit lower ahead of the midweek session. Much of today's action on Wall Street could come in the last 2 hours of the session after the release of the minutes from the last Federal Reserve Board policy meeting. Analysts say investors are hoping for more clarity on the central bank's interest rate plans. Fallout from last year's data breach continues to weigh on Target's numbers. The discount chain's second quarter profit was down more than 60% from the prior second quarter, and the company slashed its profit outlook for the year. Target's expansion in Canada has been disappointing. U.S. sales have been sluggish. Lowe's is coming off a strong second quarter. Staples posted weaker quarterly sales and earnings. Steve Ballmer is cutting ties with Microsoft. Ballmer stepped down from the CEO's post last year. Now he's leaving the company's board. Ballmer wants to spend more time with the basketball team, the Los Angeles Clippers. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Think you can't afford an amazing office for your business in the best buildings nationwide? Think again. Think Regis. Regis removes the hassles and costs that come with office space. Just call 1-800-OFFICES for a quick quote. Pick from any of their 2,000 prestigious locations and you can start working immediately. Regis offices are fully furnished, staffed, and ready to go. No upfront cash required and no long-term commitments. Right now, they're offering 1 month free. Call 1-800-OFFICES and start today.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
BVFC 12 Soccer Skill Development Program is now registering for the fall training program. Boys and girls ages 6 to 10 will be coached in all techniques of the game, including passing, dribbling, shooting, and other advanced soccer skills, all within a fun, challenging atmosphere. Class sizes are small, so your player will receive lots of personal attention from our fantastic coaches. The 10-week training starts soon, so sign up today. Visit 12sports.squarespace.com or like us on Facebook.
Today, why many parents are not posting pictures of their kids on Facebook. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. When your computer crashes, will you scream? Or will you say, no problem, I have Carbonite. I use Carbonite because I can't afford to lose my computer files. Get Carbonite, and your files will be backed up to the cloud for you automatically and continually. For your computer files at home and at work, I recommend Carbonite. Start your free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit cards required. Use my name, Kim, and get 2 free bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code Kim.
Not a Kim's Club member? You're only getting half the action. Get full access to news, tips, downloads, buying guides, and more. Get answers to your digital questions in Kim's Members Only Forum. Chat and make friends with Kim's loyal fans. Kim's Club members are automatically entered in Kim's contests every day. Plus, you can watch the show online anytime, commercial free, in HD video. Join Kim's Club now at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com.
Thinking of posting those new photos of your kids on Facebook and other social media? Think again. There's a growing number of parents who are very purposely keeping their kids' names, ages, and especially their photos off all social media, especially the most popular one, Facebook. It's being called baby blackouts. Most parents who have made this decision say they're worried about privacy and safety, especially with very young kids. I know how they feel. When I was a new mom, I suddenly saw danger everywhere. If you're wrestling with this decision, rest assured you're not alone and you're not being paranoid. You have a great alternative, though. First, register your child's name as a domain. They can use it when they get older. Now, you can use it to make your own free private website to share photos and information. Share the password with only family and close friends. And then, rest easy. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at my website, commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Getting by in a competitive world. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Despite attending good schools and having supportive home environments, many students choose to coast through high school. Sociologist Michelle Rossi at the University of California at Berkeley calls girls in this category getting by girls.
Their priority in life is sociability and doing enough to have enough. They're neither the overachievers who are stressed out about getting into elite colleges, nor are they the at-risk kids who are struggling to get anywhere.
But at the annual meeting of the American Sociological Association, she said that with middle-class jobs going overseas or going away, doing just enough may no longer be enough.
I'm worried about them and that the comfortable life they think they can have by doing enough in school to go to a four-year college may not be enough to cut it in a globally competitive economy.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. A 25-member committee came up with a consensus on how to change elementary school boundaries in College Station. Those recommendations were presented Tuesday night to the school board.
When the new Spring Creek Elementary opens a year from now, most of the 578 students would come from Greens Prairie. Geographically, it's an area bordered by Rock Prairie Road, Holloman South, Dowling, and Welburn Road. That would allow the population at Greens Prairie to drop from 849 to 592. Students who are bused to South Knoll from the area bordered by Texas, Southwest Parkway, Dartmouth, and Krennic Tap would ride instead to Spring Creek. Superintendent Clark Ely says that continues addressing a socioeconomic balance throughout CSISD.
When your point kids who've gone for years to Pebble Creek, our Southgate kids who, since its opening, have gone to Creekview, and our State Streets kids who have gone to Forest Ridge since its opening.
Back to Spring Creek, students would come from Forest Ridge, students who live in Shenandoah, and Creekview students who live on Alexandria south of Barron Road. The boundaries would remain the same at Pebble Creek and Southwood Valley. Minor changes are proposed for the remaining elementaries. The first of three public hearings is scheduled for a week from Tuesday. Online at WTAW.com, you can get the presentation and comments from Dr. Ely. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A review of the two largest pieces of the Bryan School District's proposed $132 million bond issue were reviewed at this week's school board meeting. A third of that amount addresses projects at Stephen F. Austin and the Civic Auditorium, which Superintendent Tommy Wallace considers to be most complicated. That's due in part to fitting a new three-story SFA education building between the football stadium, the Civic Auditorium, and the main gym.
What we're not doing is tearing anything down except one building. We're tearing down the old wood shop. That's the only building that we would raise.
Almost $47 million would go into new classrooms, renovating the auditorium, and moving administrative offices to the current SFA building. The board also discussed how the rebuilding of Solross Elementary would impact traffic on Carter Creek Parkway and playground needs for students during construction. Maps of both campuses and more comments are online at WTAW.com. Big bucks were made during the summer by local business people catering to out-of-town guests over the last 3 months.
We estimate at a conservative figure in the range that $10 million has been pumped in just in the summer months of roughly May to now.
Jordan Meserol with the Convention and Visitors Bureau says they estimated 60,000 visitors were here during the three-month period, participating in sports and convention-related events.
About what maybe comes in on for a football weekend over the course of those months. And that, again, comes back to think back 5-6 years ago. Texas Avenue used to be look like, you know, have the dust things blowing down the street, and now it's, you know, cars everywhere.
Meserol says the economic impact is higher when adding visitors checking out local attractions. And the city of College Station reported some interesting trivia from the recent games of Texas. Some of those numbers included 6,400 pounds of ice being consumed at College Station High School, the site of track and field events, where there were nearly 4,700 contestants. Out of the more than 8,400 who competed in the games, only 220 were from College Station. Owners of six vehicles in an Eastside Bryan neighborhood woke up Tuesday to slashed tires. Police say four trucks, a van, and a car were hit on Woodcrest, Woodbriar, Willow Oak, Creek Ridge, and Kirkwood in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision. Total damage was estimated at more than $2,800. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Governor Perry spoke to supporters before and after he was fingerprinted and had a mugshot taken at the Travis County Justice Complex on criminal charges of abusing power related to a veto in last year's legislative session.
And we will prevail. And we'll prevail because we're standing for the rule of law.
Minutes after leaving, Perry was at a nearby restaurant where he posted on his Twitter account a photo with his arm around an unidentified woman. Perry and two of his lawyers are also holding a frozen treats. The oldest building at the Alamo is closed until October. The roof is being replaced at the Long Barrack, which was constructed in 1724. Officials say over the years, moisture has collected under the roof, which could jeopardize structural integrity. Some of the items on display have been moved to other locations on the Alamo grounds. The rest will go into storage. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 78 degrees. This more news at noon today or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Do you want your entire home cleaned? A clean you can trust? Start with the cleaning pros at Molly Maid. Molly Maid is the only cleaning company that will fully clean your home on every visit with no extra charges for baseboards, ceiling fans, or blinds, no time limits or rotating rooms to clean. Call Molly Maid and you can trust that your whole home will be fully cleaned for you to enjoy. Call us today at 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or online at mollymaid.com.
Folks at Suddenlink have great deals for you. It's a great time for you to sign up. But in addition, extra special because it's the 2014 school supply drive that Suddenlink does every year, can help out your local school between now and the 29th. Donate $20 worth of school supplies and receive either a free installation of any new service, that's for new customers only, free upgrade, any new TV or internet service. And you sign up and do that, and you've got a chance to win a backpack full of school supplies. And this is a great time for you to make the switch to that faster internet. You know, you can get speeds 15 meg for only $35 a month. Suddenlink's been ranked as one of the most highly recommended service providers by PC Magazine. Plus, you got Netflix has ranked Suddenlink as their high-speed internet at higher than DSL in speed. So get that, and you've always had Suddenlink's 30-day money-back We Promise guarantee, and you've never had to sign a contract. So now's the time for you to switch up. Stop by the Suddenlink store. They're located at 4114 East 29th, right across from the TV station. And it's easier than ever to sign up online at suddenlink.com. So do that. Save money and now take advantage of the 2014 school supply drive that's going on at Suddenlink. 8:37, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Shower and thunderstorm activities crept a little closer to the area this morning. We'll include the chance of maybe an isolated storm. It turns partly sunny today. Temperatures 95 to 100. Tonight, skies left tends to be clear to partly cloudy. Overnight lows 75 to 88. Some sun tomorrow, 95 to 100. It's clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. And during the day on Friday, we'll see some sun, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:37. Here we go. It's time for a story. Ready? Sit around crisscross applesauce. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's Mr. Downs in the hall.
Would you like me to get him?
Oh, sure. Oh, he's walking back.
Hang on.
Now he's walking forward. Now he's walking back. Yes, there he goes. He doesn't want to talk. If he wanted to talk, he would have walked in. Oh, no, here he comes.
He wants to hear story time, too.
Do you think he wants to hear story time? I'm not sure if he does.
Or maybe he'll introduce story time.
It could be.
He's the boss. Yeah. Yeah. Texas broadcaster of the year.
Well, we haven't had the official intro for a while.
Yeah, really.
Been asking him to recut it.
Yeah.
Not up in here! Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Never gets old to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you know, we always like to hear that, right? Mm-hmm.
We'll have to have all the stations under his management as the intro.
Well, excellent. Actually,
it's going to grow by one here in a day or so.
Well, it's interesting because I don't know if you know, you haven't seen it yet. I guess they'll unveil it maybe on Friday.
Oh.
The robe that has the logos of all the stations on the back.
Yeah.
They just place it on him, and he has a scepter, which is really an old ribbon mic, and it's kind of fun to see.
It is nice.
Yeah.
Nothing too good for our fine group of stations.
Ah, there you go.
The merry band of misfits.
That's exactly
right. I was enjoying listening to it. We were looping the top 20 country songs.
I heard that.
As we do equipment tests on it.
I heard that.
And all of a sudden, I could tell the evil hand of the Game of Thrones people had come out. We played the Reigns of Calderthorn or something like that. What was that?
Yeah. Something of Westmere or something. I don't
know. Well, fortunately, Shazam was able to identify.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's still got the.
Is it still in the history that you have that there?
Reigns of Castamere is what.
Yeah, Reigns of Castamere.
Okay.
Because actually, what I'd done is I turned it on and I thought Louis was playing Kenny Chesney for bump music, and I thought
no
that's a little
idea
bit
what
odd. Because it went on and on and on. I went, "Where's Louis? Oh wait, they're doing something new. They're letting us hear that music.
Make it come back. It was saying it.
Yes,
it was telling me what it was.
Oh, okay.
Oh, drat.
That tone was so soothing, though.
Yeah. Bill Flores told me that he was listening. He had listened to our tone all weekend, and he just loved it. here it is. It's the Reigns of Castamere.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's what Mr. Down said.
Oh, okay.
Where does that come into a movie? I mean, a television show. Where does somebody singing a vocal? It's not a musical, best I could tell. Game of Thrones isn't a musical.
It's soap opera with swords, is what it is.
Yeah, but where does that? Patrick, don't you know these things?
I don't know. I think they just played the instrumental during the intro. I've never heard the vocal version.
Well, you need to listen to FM 102.7 or KNDE HD4.
Maybe they come.
Oh, there's a fourth?
There's a HD4 on there. Okay. That sucker sounds great.
Excellent. There's a four? When did that happen?
Monday.
Okay. All right.
That's what the originating station is.
Yeah, okay.
For 102.7. And if you have an HD radio in your car, you should listen to it.
Yeah.
By the way, I need to pull those promos off for a while. Our HD generator for WTAW died a horrible death the other day.
I felt stupid suddenly. It's as if a great intelligence was taken from the Force. And
I'm really sorry. So I'm really sorry about that. Because we do sound good in HD.
Yeah, we do. We really do. It's we were supposed to find out for a guy who was asking about that.
Mm-hmm.
A group of animals made a reservation for a banquet at the city's most exclusive and expensive restaurant.
And now it's story time Scott DeLucia.
Yeah. They were sent to a beautifully decorated banquet room where they were served some of the finest gourmet cuisine available in the city. And, of course, then, when the animals were brought their bill, this is how they responded. The skunk said, "Don't look at me. I don't have a cent." Look at me. I don't have a cent.
Okay, hold on.
All right, I've got a lot of them.
I've got it right here.
I've got a lot of them.
Okay, what do you want?
Is this the 18 liner you were talking about yesterday?
That's right. Okay, you ready?
Are we dealing with this now?
Yeah. The duck said, "Put it on my bill." Okay. The pelican said, "My bill is too large." The sardine said, "I can't pay. My boss called and I'm canned." Here, I'll do that. There we go. Okay, there we go.
I was having trouble keeping.
Well, now you can only do that. Yeah, you can only do that so many times. Let's see. The gopher said, "I can't do that. I'm in a hole right now."
There it is.
Yeah. The buck said, "Last week I was expecting some dough soon." The ram said, "Expect to owe me." The pig said, "Sorry, but I can't contribute. I didn't bring home any bacon this month." The rhinoceros said, "Don't worry."
Wait a minute. Make sure you proofread the rhino.
I did. No, it's okay. It's okay. It said, he doesn't work in radio anymore. We're safe. Anyway, it said, the rhino said, "When the waiter gets here, I'll charge it." The koala said,
koalas are cute.
They are. "I'm just a little bear right now." The turtle said, "Let me shell out what I can."
Please let this be close to Dylan.
I'm about a third of the way through.
Oh, no.
What the hell kind of joke's that?
Oh, my.
Yes, the chameleon
was... Well, I'm glad we're not wasting HD generation
on
this one.
Chameleon was nowhere to be seen. Finally, the lion said, "I'm not a cheetah. I'll pay. I've got my pride."
You know what makes me sad?
What?
You do!
As long as we can make it funny, that's all that matters, isn't it? All right. Were you listening to our trivia earlier this morning?
I heard the setup, and I said... I got to go to the laundry or something. Something critical.
I thought I knew that.
Yes. I heard the setup with Mayor Barry.
All right.
And I knew Mayor Barry had been in here because all the microphones are pulled down really short.
We'll just let Ben answer the questions, okay?
Oh, good.
Which pop duo was the first Western band to play in the People's Republic of China? Was it Wham, Simon and Garfunkel, Chaz and Dave, or Right for It Said Fred?
Wham. Everyone knows that.
No, they didn't.
Speed skating was originated in which country? Was it Russia, the Netherlands, Canada, or Norway?
Thought it was Canada.
Yeah, it's the Netherlands.
Wow. Oh.
In which continent did the ostrich originate? Was it Africa, Australia, North America, or Asia?
They got to be Asian birds. Got to be.
Africa.
Really?
Africa.
As you would expect.
Africa.
The obvious right. answer.
Yes, exactly. That's all I got. Well, sorry, you did okay. You did better than the rest of them, except Patrick. Patrick got two of them right. Hello?
Patrick has access to Google.
Hello?
Tell Ben to knock off the short jokes for the mayor.
Drat, she's laughing again.
Thank you, Mayor. You're so busted.
You just got called out by the mayor.
Foiled again. I knew that this radio stuff wasn't going to be as anonymous as I had hoped.
That's exactly. We always thought it was going to be fun and easy.
I'm sorry, Ben. I'm afraid I can't do that.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs, whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends. We won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
The mayor busted him. I find that so cool. Exercise and brain power in children may not seem closely related, but a small new study hints that fitness may supercharge kids' minds. WebMD.com news story says researchers at the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana found that aerobically fit and physically fit children have improved their brain health and superior cognitive or thinking skills more than their less fit peers. They also have better language skills. Get the hell out of the way! Oh, no. And do better on standardized tests. The reason is that kids in the study who were more physically fit were found to have more white matter in their brains. White matter helps different regions of the brain communicate with one another.
Again, why does it have to be white matter?
I don't know. Just goes from one side to the other. Elizabeth Arden, that beauty brand, in trouble. Financially in trouble.
Yeah, it's all Justin Bieber's fault.
And Taylor Swift. All right, now, look. They're a company who's been around for a long time, okay? Now, I find it very interesting that they're suddenly trying to point the finger at some 20-year-old, or ever held he is, and say that's the reason that they're in such dire financial straits. Net sales for the company fell 28% to $191 million. It's not like they're going broke.
No.
What happened is they released new fragrances during that period, but added longtime celebrity fragrances from Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift, and they're not selling very well. Elizabeth Arden's sales declines were steeper than expected, and that lower sales are expected to continue. We suck, and we're going to continue to. While the beauty side of the company is not doing well, the brick-and-mortar stores are at a 9% increase, and they expect online sales to return a profit this year. But it's those smelly things that aren't working. And as if Mark Burnett and Roma Downey didn't have enough money, they got a new show coming out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Deadline reports the fun couple have approached NBC with a show about a group of guardian angels who stick their wings in and help out mortals who get in trouble. That will probably sell. And again, he'll make more money.
Oh, yeah.
Shark Week, apparently the biggest ever for Discovery Channel. Ratings for the Finny Week were the highest in the cable's 27-year history. For adults and women in the 25 to 54 age range, as well as women age 18 to 49. I mean, think about that. I don't know where the numbers were as far as women are concerned, but again, hitting an all-time record. I mean, is it... is it sexist for me to think that that should be a male type thing, that that males would be
yes.
more interested in that?
Yes, it is.
Is it? Okay.
I think sharks are pretty universal.
Okay. All right. You going to sit down and watch that, though? I don't know. I watched, I think I saw about a minute of it last week. I wanted to see the zombie shark thing. Did either of y'all see the zombie shark?
Yes, I did.
And how was it?
Well, it was a bit misleading.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
What they did, basically, is a way that you can put a shark in a trance.
Okay.
And it's, you rub them on the nose.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of sleeping sharks.
Right.
That kind of thing.
It,
yeah.
It was that.
Okay.
And it turns them into a zombie, and that's what they were doing.
Oh, that's a zombie.
Come
if,
on.
If you're asleep, you're a zombie. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Well, it worked, I guess.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Katie Couric will not be reuniting with Matt Lauer on the Today Show, although rumors had been a-swirling that she was going to step in for Savannah Guthrie, who's going to be leaving on while she's on maternity leave. The report is the big wigs offered her just one day, a far cry from the 2 weeks that she had been angling for. So now the word is that Katie has decided to leave the past in the past and focus on her gig that she's got at Yahoo instead. It was, I think, 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago, Sunday morning on CBS, which is a show I watch pretty regularly.
Yeah, it's a great show.
It is. The host was Jane Pauley.
Huh.
Which I thought was kind of interesting, and she did fine, obviously. She's good at that. All right, if you know a Simpsons fan, make sure they know about this. The FXX channel going to start airing those 552 episodes of the Simpsons in a marathon starting tomorrow at 9 in the morning with season number 1. Now, you see, that probably would be pretty interesting to see the first episode.
Are they going to count the ones that were on Tracy Ullman?
I don't know. I don't see. Well, that was just a short, though, right?
Wasn't yeah.
Yes, so I don't. I'm guessing not. The marathon runs through September the 1st. Wow. Season 2 will start at 3:30 in the afternoon, just so you know, if you care.
Man. Right now, Clip Howard's excited.
Well, I guess, you know, yeah. I suppose it'll be out there sometime soon, and you'll be able to see them all, but to do the marathon. Huh, I think it'd wear me out.
Speaking of Chip Howard and reruns, someone had a throwback Thursday picture of him from his broadcast days.
Really?
Yeah. One of the great reasons to be on Facebook. One of the few great reasons.
Hello.
I'm not feeling real well. I won't be in for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. We hear there's this picture of you someplace.
You know, some KBTX worm found a 35-year-old picture of me anchoring the sports in 1980.
Damn paparazzi.
That's a beautiful mop you had.
I had good hair and a really fine mustache.
It was quite fine.
All I needed was a red jacket, and I would have been anchorman.
Let's see, who was your news director then?
You know, I've tried to put all of that out of my mind.
Chip Burgundy.
I was.
Yeah, I know.
You were?
Yeah, I was. I hired him at KBTX.
So it's your fault.
Oh, it's his fault.
Yeah.
Everything is his fault.
I didn't hire him at a station in Waco, but I hired him here.
And I thank you for that, by the way. I've never publicly thanked you for that.
For what, working here or not getting hired in Waco?
Yeah, both.
Well, you're publicly welcome. But, yeah, that's well, we worked there, and then Chip moved over onto the news side, and we brought in this guy named Mick Cornett.
Yep.
And he's the one
mayor
who ended
of Oklahoma
up,
City.
Yeah, he's successful now, the rest of us.
Now,
that's the other thing. See, if Mick, because, and I had him for a while. I don't anymore. But Mick had frizzy hair. Mick had like a white
guy
fro.
Mick had him a good fro.
Yeah, he did. So you got that posted, did you?
I did not post that.
But somebody did.
I want that on record. Okay. That was not me.
Boy, and you know what? They didn't buy our clothes for us either.
No, we didn't have a men's store providing our clothes.
We did not.
It does look like 1980, I will say that.
All right, so so I sent you something on the nicknames of the top 25 schools. You'll enjoy that today.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. Okay, thank you.
That's all right. And so do you have some non-sports-related thing on now, or is it too close to football season?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Probably not as much, you know. It's very unfortunate, but most of it's going to be football. Basically, it's all Johnny all the time.
Oh, well, that's good. It's gotten to be that. Okay, yeah. There you go. Thanks all a lot. That's Clip Howard there.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. You can find out more about us at www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is, bcschurchofchrist.com. In Hebrews 9:27, the Bible tells us that it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Friend, knowing that all men will face God in judgment, let us prepare to meet the Lord as friend and not as foe. Sadly, many people claim to be friends of Jesus, but they do not fully obey Jesus. In John 14:15, Jesus said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Come visit us today as we prepare for that great day of judgment. We are located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. At the BCS Church of Christ, we are striving to serve Jesus Christ by following His commandments and not the commandments of men. You can find out more about us at www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I put this off as long as I possibly could. There's only 3 minutes left in the show. Horrible news. It's panic. It's horrible. It's I no other way to.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're gonna die.
Yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all gonna die.
Coffee drinkers, take note. The price of your morning cup could be going up. Keurig Green Mountain, makers of the most popular single serve Keurig machines, announced they will raise the cost of their K-Cup package by up to 9% starting November the 3rd. The price hike comes roughly 5 months after the company revealed the Keurig 2.0 machines, which have the built-in digital rights management to limit competition.
That is so stupid.
Yes, it is. Keurig attributes the price hike to recent droughts and disappointing coffee harvests in South America. It's a lie. The reason they're raising the price is...
money.
Because they can.
Because they can.
They can. They are to the point where they can do that.
And you know what? Here's news. If your current one works, you don't have to buy the new one.
No. You're exactly right. If you like your K-Cup, you can keep your
you
K-Cup.
You literally can.
Yes. The price increase is especially hurtful to consumers because Keurig's new machines will only work with the Keurig-approved cups. Older machines work with the third party, as Patrick just said, which will allow you to go ahead and buy reasonably priced coffee. And then they've got the other ones that you know, you can take the coffee that you would like to drink. If you want to drink like Folgers, yeah. Put it in that thing and stick it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the only downside, because I've got one of those. The only downside is you have to clean it, and it's nasty. I mean, it's a hassle.
Sure.
And, you know, that's fine. You wash the grounds down the sink or whatever, but it
9%?
Yeah, 9% in this day and age, pretty steep.
Okay, bend over.
That's basically what we're talking about. With the new, with the new DMR style machines, consumers have no choice but to buy the Keurig approved K cups, since the new machines will not recognize the unlicensed pod.
Of course they
have an RFID in them, or what is it, you know?
I couldn't even
probably not
you.
The right size.
Probably have two little metallic sensors that
like
just,
the tape, I mean, like the ink cartridges.
Right? RFID makes sense, though, too. That's a passive thing.
Yeah, either way. All right, so there you go. I got that going on for you. Let's see. Oh, don't forget, today is Chocolate Pecan Day, Pecan Pie Day, and also Lemonade Day, but I wouldn't recommend the two together. On this date in 1866, President Andrew Johnson formally declared the U.S. Civil War over. This date in 1920, the first commercial radio station. Now, they say WWJ, which actually was called 8MK, in Detroit started broadcasting, but I'd always heard it was KDKA in Pittsburgh.
Me too.
Nonetheless. 1938, Lou Gehrig hit his 23rd Grand Slam. Let that sink in for a second, because that's a record that still stands. In 1992, the National Republican Convention in Houston nominated George W. Bush and Potato Quayle as the second, for a second term. And, yeah, that's basically it. All right, boy, it's good we're done because we ran out of material today. Hey, 50-50 chance of showers. That's going to be nice today. WTAW, College Station, Brian.